course, that would be enough for Granddaddy and me, just the two of us. But if I had to make for more people, why, I'd just still use it that portion. Maybe I'd use a cup of meal and two cups of flour. And make it up with soda and buttermilk.
Yeah, right.
With salt in it.
Did you put sugar in your pancakes?
Yes, a little, about a spoonful, about a teaspoonful.
If you were going to go to the store to buy flour and you were going to get, say, 2 pounds, what would you tell somebody? What would the sentence be you'd use to tell them how many you'd got?
For what?
2 pounds of flour.
Oh, you don't buy it that way.
Okay. Well, if you were going to, or five, or whatever you bought, if you were going to tell somebody how much you got, what would you say?
5 pounds of flour.
Okay.
Or 10 pounds of flour.
Okay.
Used to, we'd never think of buying less than 25 pounds at a time.
Okay.
And usually we'd buy 50 pounds.
And that's funny, too, that... seems like, you know, most kitchens in older houses are just so much bigger, but, you know, they had to be if you were buying, you know, just in quantities like that. Like, a lot of people, you know, in the small kitchens they have today wouldn't have any place to store 25 pounds of flour.
Well, you notice my cabinet, how it's made.
The big things,
those
right?
Big bins, yeah. We made them to hold 50 pounds of flour and 50 pounds of meal and 25 pounds of Graham or whole wheat flour.
Would that ever go bad? Say, like, how long could you keep that? You know, if you didn't have any bugs or anything get into it, would it just keep forever?
Well, we could keep it just about all winter.
Yeah.
You can't through the summer, though.
Because it'll just go bad?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the inside parts of the egg?
The white and the yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water?
You boil them.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out into hot water, what kind do you call them?
You call that poaching them.
Yeah. What do you call salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Well, a lot of people call it, I just use fat back, and a lot of people use what they call streak lean, streak of fat.
Okay. And is fat back, does that mean to you that it's got no lean at all in it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about if it, and then if it had, so that'd be the differentiation, that streak of lean would have some in it and the fat would.
That's what you'd call streak lean, streak of fat.
Okay. How about the side of a hog, when you cut that, what do you call that?
Midlands.
What?
Midlands.
Midlands? Okay. How about the kind of meat you slice thin to eat with eggs? Or that, you know, is a...
Bacon?
Yeah, right. And what's the outside of the bacon called?
The rim.
Okay.
Or the skin.
How about another kind of meat you might eat with eggs? That's, you know, you might come in links.
Sausage.
Okay. And the guy that might be, you know, at the meat counter selling these, what would you call him? Or the one that
butcher?
Cut it up? Yeah. If the meat's been kept too long?
It would be rancid.
Okay. What's another word you might use to?
Well, you could say it's spoiled or too old. Or
yeah.
I don't know what word you're thinking about.
Yeah, spoiled, that was it. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Press meat.